from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea issues threat to U.S. and South Korea. North Korea today issued a threat of preemptive nuclear strike as a joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise got underway. It follows tougher U.N. sanctions on Pyongyang after its most recent nuclear test and missile launch. Troy Stangrone of the Korea Economic Institute tells VOA that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has become more belligerent lately.
We've seen a change since Kim Jong-un has come to power. The threats have become more specific and more common.
More than 300,000 South Korean and U.S. troops are engaged in the military exercise around which North Korea often issues threats. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried on Sunday following a funeral attended by thousands. Turabi died on Saturday at the age of 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. A Taliban suicide bomber has blown himself up outside of a local court compound in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 13 people and wounding at least 36 more. Authorities say police personnel, women and children were among those killed and wounded in the attack on Monday. A local security official, Assistant Commissioner Tariq Hassan, told reporters that police guards identified and intercepted the bomber, but when they tried to grab him, he detonated the bomb. Tunisia's Interior Ministry said Monday that troops killed 21 militants who attacked a police station and military facility near the Libyan border. Officials said at least four civilians and one soldier were also killed in the clashes in the southeastern town of Ben Gardane. Authorities urged residents there to stay inside after the shooting began. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died on Sunday at the age of 94. As First Lady, she was Mr. Reagan's closest advisor and always sought to protect him from who she perceived to be devious people. James Baker was President Reagan's chief of staff and later served as his Secretary of the Treasury.
She was tough, but she had to be tough, and I use that term in the very best way. President Reagan was totally guileless. He never met a person he didn't trust or that he didn't like, and that was one of the secrets of his success, his optimism and his enthusiasm.
President Obama and his wife Michelle said Nancy Reagan redefined the role of the First Lady. In U.S. politics, the Republican nominating contest for president could be consolidating into a two-man race between businessman Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, eclipsing two other rivals, Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Democratic Party frontrunner, a former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, continues toward her party's nomination after a big win Saturday in Louisiana. European Union leaders meet with their Turkish counterparts today to discuss efforts to slow the flow of migrants traveling to Europe as thousands remain stranded at the border between Greece and Macedonia. The influx of nearly 1 million people arriving by sea in Greece since the beginning of 2015 has European leaders hoping to persuade Turkey to keep migrants from traveling the dangerous route and also take back thousands who do not qualify for European Union asylum. A leading Turkish newspaper that was staunchly opposed to the country's president has printed its first edition since being seized by authorities. Sunday's edition of Zaman led with a pro-government story and featured a photograph of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Now, there's little coverage of the previous day's unrest in Istanbul by Zaman supporters and anti-government demonstrators. Portland State University political scientist Peter Bechtold tells VOA he's very familiar with Zaman's work.
They pitch or aim at university-educated people. And it is also published in English, where it is called Today's Zaman. I've been assigning it to my students on courses on the Middle East, along with other regional newspapers. So it is very disappointing to see that they would be, seized for any reason. And I was not aware of them ever being radical.
The government crackdown is the latest in a series of actions against opposition media linked to Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric living in exile in the United States. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.